Welcome to Singer Leeweck's podcast series, brought to you by the professionals of Singer Leeweck from various areas of expertise. Our podcast series touch upon different subjects related to growth, strategy, tax advisory services, and technical and regulatory matters. Welcome to Singer Leeweck's podcast studio. In the studio today, I am so happy to welcome Amanda Schlenk, director at Singer Leeweck in the audit and assurance practice. She's here today to talk to us about the new revenue recognition guidance and some of the rules surrounding the guidance and the potential impact on financial statements. Welcome, Amanda. How are you?
Great. Thanks so much for having me, Nina. Very excited to be here.
Thank you so much. So, Amanda, there's been so much going around on this new revenue recognition guidance that we're so happy to have you today here in our studio so that you can guide us through some of this so our listeners can get a high-level viewpoint on what this means for their financial statements. So let's start with some of the background. What is the new revenue recognition guidance and what does it mean for financial statements, business owners, lenders, and shareholders? What does it mean for them? What does this new revenue recognition standard or guidance mean for them and their financial statements?
Well, I think everyone knows revenue is really a critical financial measure for most companies. Individuals such as the owners, the lenders, and other stakeholders really look to that item to look at the financial health of an organization and also look at it from a potential investment perspective. So under the old revenue recognition guidance, there was a lack of consistency across industries and also between US GAAP and IFRS, and it failed to address certain types of arrangements as well. The new standard coming out under revenue recognition, ASC 606, it's really geared towards reducing and eliminating some of those inconsistencies, thus improving the comparability of not only revenue recognition between those industries, but also from a GAAP and IFRS perspective as well. We also are moving towards a more principle-based instead of rule-based approach, and ASC 606 moves to a five-step revenue recognition. Those five steps relate to identifying customer contracts, identifying the performance obligation, determining the transaction price, allocating the transaction price to performance obligations, and then ultimately recognizing the revenue when or as performance obligations are satisfied.
So, Amanda, what will be the potential impact of the adoption of ASC 606 on companies?
I think the important thing to know about the new guidance impact is that it's going to impact more than just the revenue recognition. It's going to potentially impact disclosures, operations, systems, processes, and internal controls. Some entities will have very little effort to implement this new guidance, while others may have significant effort to implement.
The type of industry that the company is may also be a very large indicator into the amount of impact and the level of effort that will be needed for the implementation of this guidance. It will be really important for companies to really collaborate early on in the process with various departments because it will take a lot of coordination from individuals, not just in the accounting department, but throughout the company to be able to have a successful implementation. It's also very important for companies to not underestimate the time and preparation that it will take to adopt this standard. It is a very large undertaking. I've definitely heard some companies say that they don't think that the adoption of the guidance is going to have a significant impact on them, but the level of time and effort and the documentation required to make the determination that the impact will not be significant is still going to take some time to do.
So, Amanda, what do you think are the key elements of a successful implementation and transition plan based on your experience and what you've seen so far with some of your clients?
As I mentioned, it's really important to have multiple individuals that are going to be involved in the implementation process, involved in the process early on. If I were to lay out main phases from an implementation perspective, I would say that they are to evaluate, design, communicate, implement, and then, as always, have ongoing compliance. And within those phases, it is really important to ensure that you assign an individual
responsibility for the process as a whole and really develop awareness internally as to the process that it's going to take to implement the guidance. It's also very important to do a scoping of the revenue streams and determine the material revenue streams, and then complete an evaluation on each of those streams to determine what the potential impact is going to be. There is also a potential to select two transition methods under the new guidance, that being either the full or modified retrospective application, and the determination of that transition method is going to be important to determining the impact of the guidance. The company should also go through the process of determining what the required changes to the operations, systems, processes, and internal controls that I mentioned earlier. And it's also important to train the individuals that are going to be responsible for the adoption, and then also develop an implementation plan that can be rolled out. Once all these items are completed, it will be important to discuss the changes with all of the financial statement users, along with the audit committee and other stakeholders, to make them aware of the potential changes that they can expect to see in the company's revenue recognition on a go-forward basis.
So if you were to give one piece of advice so that companies can start getting ready, what would it be?
Prepare early. Preparing early is going to be a process for individuals to have their process laid out early on and have a plan together, to have metrics and milestones that they need to meet to ensure that the process is moving along as expected, and to ensure that they are evaluating those milestones to ensure when the implementation is complete, they have met all the requirements in doing so.
So Amanda, who are the people that should care about this? The people or the leaders or the companies that should really care about revenue recognition guidance?
Revenue recognition guidance is going to have a pervasive impact to specific industries. Individuals look at the revenue of a company, and it's important for them to understand what elements are associated with that revenue recognition. So with the adoption of the new guidance, the timing of revenue recognition may change. And with that, there may be changes to debt covenants associated with potential lenders. It will be important to speak to your lenders early on to ensure that if you are going to potentially be in default of your covenant, that you enter into an amendment or a potential modification early on in the process to ensure that that is not an issue that you have with a debt waiver later on in the process.
Going back to some of the guidance, have there been any noteworthy items included in SEC comment letters? Where does the SEC come into all of this?
Anytime there's a new guidance that's rolled out, the SEC is hypersensitive to ensure that the guidance is appropriately captured within companies' financial statements. As the new guidance only became adopted for most public companies starting on January 1st, 2018, there is only a small number of early adopters, but there have been SEC comment letters that have already been provided to them. And one of the items that are heavily focused within those comment letters appears to be disclosures. The SEC has requested either additional or expanded disclosures in future filings for these early adopters, and it would appear that this potential item would be an item that would be considered for all the additional public companies that are going to be adopting this guidance as well. And one of the reasons why disclosures has been an item that the SEC has brought up is because of some of the inherent subjectivity and estimation that is allowed within the new guidance, and the SEC wants to ensure that a financial statement user has the information available to them to be able to evaluate the revenue that's being recognized in the financial statements.
Well, Amanda, thank you so very much for joining us today at our Singer Leavitt studio. We really enjoyed learning more about this new revenue recognition guidance. Appreciate your time and your knowledge and your expertise and the information you've shared with our listeners. If someone wants to reach out to you to discuss this further, where can you be reached?
Yes, thank you, Mina. Very happy to share the information here today. You can always contact me via email, ASCHLANK@singerleawack.com, or call me in our main office at 310-477-3924.
Thank you so very much. We really appreciate your time today, and see you soon.
Thank you so much.
Welcome to Singer Lee Rex podcast series.